to rise and join us in worship as we just seek the Lord's face and presence together.
Sought the Lord, and He answered.
are so good to us, God. We have tasted and seen of your goodness. We have seen your glory. We have seen your goodness and your love. Your love is better than life itself, God. And so we praise you, Lord, because you are worthy of our praise. After we encounter you, Lord, how can we keep from singing? And so, Lord, we invite you into this space. We ask, Lord, that we would encounter you afresh today. There is always more of you to see and to know and to experience. So open our eyes this morning, Lord. Come breathe upon our hearts, Jesus. Pour your spirit out and transform us today, Lord. Renew our minds by your spirit, God, and by your word and the teaching of your word. And so we welcome you in, Lord, and say, come have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Speak and change our hearts. We have quite a few gaps in this song where there are no words being sung. I just encourage you during that time to just listen and let the Lord minister to your heart.
Justice and praise become my embrace to love you from the inside out.
Yes, Lord, we just invite you to change us this morning because your way is better. Lord, we thank you that you accept us as we are without having to change anything. But Lord, we also don't want to stay the same because we know that you have so much better in store. And so we welcome your will into our lives, into our church and our community and the world around us. And we do ask for your blessing over the teaching today, Lord, and over the reading of your word. Would you just speak to us by your Spirit, God? Open our ears and our eyes and our hearts to understand the deep truths that you have in store for us, Lord. We thank you for your personal love and the way that you speak to each and every one of us. And so we go into the rest of the service today, Lord, expecting to hear from you, however you choose to speak. And so we praise you, Lord, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Before you are seated, if you have a Bible, if you would open it to the book of Matthew, to Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. As you're standing, I want to read God's word and standing just in honor of his word. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16 says this: "You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word, and you may be seated. And as you are seated, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children.